How are you doing, Keith? Are you okay?
I'm very well, thanks, Alex. How are you?
Thanks very much for joining us today on Share Talk. Keith Coughlan, European Metal Holdings. I've just seen your RNS pop up today. Well, in fact, at the last hour. And you've raised $3 million from your largest shareholder.
That's right, we have, yes.
So the question I've got to ask you is, it's Rare Earth Minerals, REM. Why have you just gone with one company? Why haven't you gone to the markets?
Okay, well, there's a couple of reasons, Alex. Firstly, Rare Earth Minerals, or REM, have been our largest shareholder for about 15 months now. And over that period of time, they've built a holding in European Metals of about 20% of our issued capital. And they've done that via a couple of placements, and also they've bought some stock on market, etc. At the end of June, we had a large number of listed options that expired, and those options were well in the money. So when they expired, the vast majority of the options were exercised into fully paid CDIs, and that exercise effectively diluted REM's percentage ownership of the company. So they went from about 20% of the company down to about 15 and a bit via that option exercise. It's not that they sold any shares or anything like that. And amongst other things, this placement effectively allows them to move back into that position of about 20% of the company, the position that they were already in prior to that option exercise. Secondly, REM are long-term holders of European Metals. They believe in the project. They believe in the lithium market. They're long-term investors in the lithium market. And therefore, from our point of view, they're good long-term shareholders. They're the sort of people who we want as shareholders, who we want to see on our register. They're not buying these shares with a view to turning them out, you know, at a 10% for a 10% trade, you know, in the next month or so.
Yeah. Well, the next question shareholders will be asking, obviously, do you have enough money?
And that's a fair question. So the short answer is yes. The $3 million that we've raised, so let me just clarify that. The $3 million, this is Australian dollars, is made up of $2.6 million from the placement to REM, and they also have some unlisted options that they got via a placement last year. They're going to exercise those options as well to take the overall capital raising to $3 million Australian dollars. We've currently got about $2 million Australian dollars in the bank, so about $5 million Aussie is more than sufficient to see us through the current preliminary feasibility study and to leave us in a strong financial position at the end of that PFS. And then at some stage next year, after the completion of that PFS, we'll need to go and raise further funds to take the company through to the next stage. But we strongly believe we will be well re-rated by that point in time.
So, sorry to interrupt you there, Keith. So you're saying about re-rated at that point in time. You obviously, this company's come a long way since we first started talking to you, back in the 5-6P days.
Yeah, well, it has, Alex. We have come a long way, you're right, and obviously the lithium market has come a long way as well.
Well, like I say, the people who don't follow the company, you're 100% of the Sinovec lithium tin deposits in the Czech Republic. And I've said this a lot of times, you're right on the doorstep of the car industry, the electric vehicle industry.
Well, that's 100% correct. And all of the European car manufacturers have announced very strong electric vehicle plans for their futures, and that's all happened in the last 6 months, really. It's really happened since Tesla put out the pre-order numbers for their Model 3 in February. And that's really been the catalyst for BMW and Mercedes and Volkswagen and Porsche, as well as people like Volvo and Aston Martin and Skoda and Saab and these guys, all European based, it's been the catalyst for those guys to tell the market what they intend doing with electric vehicles. And there is no current production of battery grade lithium in Europe at all. There's very, very little lithium manufactured in Europe in any instance, let alone battery grade. And there's going to be an enormous demand for batteries, lithium-ion batteries, and therefore for lithium products in Europe going forward. And we are very well placed to take advantage of that, we believe.
You know, also, that I'm looking at the tin price as well. What's going on at the moment in the markets?
Yeah, the tin price has moved strongly. It's been one of the best performing metals on the LME for this calendar year. And not only has the tin price moved significantly, but the stockpiles, the physical stockpiles of tin on the LME have dropped dramatically. And that's a reasonable indication that the increase in the price may well continue. So we see tin now back above $20,000 a tonne. It's been as low as $14,000 over the last 18 months. When we did our scoping study on Sinovec back in March of last year, we used a tin price of $22,000 a tonne. And on those numbers, the revenue from tin from the Sinovec project was in the vicinity of $95 million a year. So you can see the tin price is very significant for us and makes a big difference. So when you have the strong byproduct credits or co-product credits that we have, it just means there's significantly more chance that the project will get funded because the economics are just that much better.
By the way, Keith, I've got to say, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us today. It's always a pleasure.
No problem at all, Alex. It's always good to chat with you, and I'm glad that you guys have been involved and followed us for as long as you have.
Well, like I say, we've covered European Metals Holdings, and the story's still going. It's definitely going to be interesting come 2017.
Yeah, well, it is still going. You know, we've had a good run from a share price point of view. There's no doubt about that. But I still believe that there's a long way to go in our story as we continue down our development path. You know, we're still capped at a fairly modest level compared with a lot of the larger tin companies going around. And, you know, when you add that to the unique nature of our deposit, both from the point of view of the size of it, the point of view of the byproduct, co-product credits, and the point of view of the location of the product, I think we're in very good shape going forward.
No, that's great stuff. Thanks very much, Keith, and we will keep in touch, that's for sure.
Thanks, Alex. Look forward to speaking to you again.